All right, so a while ago, I asked you guys to give us some questions, and we've got some answers for you, but we're going to do it impromptu on the spot. We wrote these down, but we wrote them down a while ago, and now we're revisiting our flashcards to answer your questions.
Yeah, we wrote these down, and I forgot what the questions were because it's been a while.
We've been busy.
It's been a while. All right.
All right, guys. Well, let's just go for it.
Okay.
So let's answer some questions.
Okay.
Let's do it.
What are your favorite new bands?
Favorite new bands? Let's see. I'm going to say definitely Inhuman Condition. They've been around a little while. Everybody knows that I love them. I don't really know that many new bands. Do you know of any? We just listen to Kiss all the time.
We listen to the same stuff. I haven't listened to anything really new other than, you know, like, you know, Inhuman that just that came out. But then, like, newer metal bands, I really haven't checked anything out. Or I've been told to check stuff out, and I'm just lazy and haven't done it yet. A couple of friends have told me to check out this band, check out that band. They're really good.
We got the new Ozzy record, which is cool. It's poppy, but it's fun.
I haven't heard it yet. I've been wanting to give it a spin. It's probably pretty catchy.
I like it. It's super catchy, and it's got like a bunch of people on it, like musicians. Mike McCready from, you know, Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I read who else? Iommi's on there. What was the other one that really tripped me out? Was
it's a bunch. Zakk Wylde, Eric Clapton.
That's I'm like, Eric Clapton's playing on the Ozzy album. What?
McCready, I love because that's Temple of the Dog. So that's super old school.
Yeah.
Love Bone, Temple of the Dog. I love that 90s grunge stuff. But then, yeah. It's like Jeff Beck. And then let's see who else. Josh Homme from.
Yeah, Josh Homme's on it too.
Stone Age. So yeah, it's got like an all-star cast. It's great. I mean, it's Ozzy. You got to support Ozzy. Mm-hmm. Ozzy rules. The fact that he's still making music is rad. So
I definitely want to hear it. Cool. We're going to have like an Ozzy listening party. We'll have Augie over.
Right? Our record buddies. Okay, next question I'll ask you. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, on that note, what's your favorite stoner desert post-metal band? What would you say? Stoner desert.
I really got into Caius and I really got into Goatsnake. Goatsnake I thought were a really good band. Mm-hmm. But I think Caius was probably like my top.
They're heavy.
Yeah, they were just for what they, you know, what they did at the time. They had a cool combo of cool style and
like doom kind of
doom. A little bit. I'm trying to think of an early doom band.
Stoner metal, really. Well, you weren't really that into Saint Vitus and the Obsessed, of course.
And now that you play me that, I'm like, okay, I hear that. You know,
Spirit Caravan,
Pentagram. You know,
Pentagram, yeah. Anything
but at the time when I heard them, I had to know about, you know, Pentagram and Saint Vitus. I was just like, Caius, well, this is fucking heavy, man. Yeah. This is awesome. So I would say Caius probably like my number one. I just got into them, and they had some really good records.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they got really some really good records. A couple of records. Good bands.
Great bands. Okay. Next question is from. We forgot to name who asked us these questions. Okay, so that was from Ron Dean. RHONDEAN asked us, "What's your favorite stoner desert post metal band?" And the favorite new bands was from Rev Kev 70. REVKEV 70. So thank you guys.
Thanks, guys, for asking.
Yeah. The next one is from...
Static Strat. Who's Static Strat? I know that name.
Static Strat is my friend Gabe. He's the one that makes all the crazy memes of me, like the ones photoshopped in the Kiss picture. Gabe rules. He's very Italian, so he's very feisty and fiery, so we love that. And he asked a very, very no-brainer of a question, which is, and this is probably directed at Johnny...
Was Jeff Hanneman badass? Yeah, he was cool, man. He's actually, he was just like a dude, you know? He hung out. He wasn't pretentious. He would sit down and talk to you. I mean, if he didn't know you, you know, you'd approach him, he was approachable, you could talk to him. He was funny.
Aww.
Yeah. And he was a silly man. He was very silly. I mean, I guess a lot of like musicians that I know are super silly, and you wouldn't think that, you know, seeing them like on stage or interviews, maybe in interviews.
Like Zakk Wylde, he looks like all
badass. You can tell like he's like this dude, right? But then he'll pose into the picture and make this goofiest cross-eyed face. You know, like, this guy's silly.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. But Jeff was super silly. He had a really dry sense of humor, but. he was the band, you know? Like I was telling Dave the other night, I said, you know, when Jeff passed, that was the end.
Aww.
I thought, you know, I that's what I felt like. That was over. That was the end of a great...
It's pretty hard to replace Jeff.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Let's go to some of the earlier questions that we had, because those were all a little bit later. So we're going to go to our flashcards now. And babe, I'm going to let you ask the next one, because I asked two. Thank you guys for asking questions. This is always fun answering these.
All right, babe. I think this is, I guess this is for both of us. Favorite Danzig song ever, including Misfits and Sam Hain. Only one.
Oh,
that was from
Nikes.
T8D113.
Okay, what is the song? I mean, what is the question again?
The question is, favorite Danzig song ever, including Misfits and Sam Hain. Only one.
Wowie. Wow. Well, considering we have 20 set lists on our wall of Misfits and Danzig, I actually get to look at some songs here. So let me, man, I'm going to have to, dude, I don't know. How would I choose Misfits or Danzig? I love both so much. What would you say, baby?
It's a toss up for me. Double Luck or Green Hell?
Ooh, yeah. So we're Earth AD kids for sure.
I mean, Green Hell is just, it's that when they play that song live, I fucking
go crazy. Okay, so
and
on then, that note.
When they do that song, Jerry looks over like,
yeah.
He knows that's like my favorite tune.
Devil Lock's badass. And man, Hell Breaks Loose is just.
Yeah, that one's badass.
Unbelievable.
Too.
That's pretty. So, Hell Breaks Loose. High energy. Yeah, I don't know, man. My first Misfits record ever was Legacy of Brutality, so I have, like, a special love for that record, but I love them all. And then, of course, Danzig won, because that came out when I was young, and Danzig was just, like, wow. That was just, all my friends went to go see him at Sunset Station. We were all 13, and I wasn't allowed to go, because I had already snuck out to Ozfest. I think it was, like, 2001 or 2002. And, 2001 is when we snuck out to Ozfest, and I was just grounded forever. So all my friends showed up the next day, you know, way after that Ozfest and after the Danzig show. But I was grounded, and they all had their Danzig shirts on, and I was like the only one in my little freaky friends group without a Danzig shirt. Alex had one, my best friend.
What year was that, Sunset Station?
Shit, it must have been like 02.
Oh, okay.
Something that like that. After. So, yeah, it was shit. I was in eighth grade, I remember, so... But anyway, great question. But yeah, we're going to go with Earth AD. I would say Hell Breaks Loose or Death Comes Ripping. Yeah.
So. Thank you, T8D113.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, there's a question from Heavy Metal Maniac 1979. Aw, she says, are you going to marry that amazing man of yours? You two are the ultimate couple.
Aw, that's love that. Nice. Thank you so much.
And hell yeah, I'm going to marry him someday.
That's right.
We don't care about the government having a legal binding document on us, so we're already married.
Mm-hmm.
Practically. I love you forever.
Love you, babe.
All right. Next question. That was adorable. Aww, and we loved thank it. You. Thank you. Yes, well, yes, and yes. Okay. So.
Aw, that was nice.
That was adorbs. All right. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, here's a good one. This is from Lord Komodo. Johnny, Lord Komodo asks. Have you ever had the chance to meet the legendary Peter Steele? I did not.
I think I did meet him, but it was pre-typo.
Carnivore?
It was Carnivore, whoa, yeah, back way awesome. Back way back in the day, that one of the first times we played out in New Jersey.
And how that cool.
was yeah, but that was god, that was, I guess that was like 84. Yeah, I'm not. You know, I probably did meet him. I can't recall if I did or didn't, but I would like to think that I did. But I remember watching Carnivore and how crazy they sounded at that time. I haven't heard.
They're pretty hard, dude. Yeah,
I haven't heard anything like that.
Yeah,
you know, like what the hell? This is crazy. This is
right?
Heavy. Yeah.
Okay, best freaking Instagram name of all time: Jesus Hates Nickelback.
Aww.
Jesus Hates Nickelback wants to know, is your daddy a terrorist because you da bomb? Oh, no, they didn't. I should have read that one before I read it out loud.
Thebomb.com.
Next.
You forgot to add .com to that.
Alrighty. Sure.
Thanks for the question, Jesus Hates Nickelback.
That was silly. Okay.